opening the Mississippi River's floodgates on purpose.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Jeremy Hobson. The Army Corps of Engineers blew a hole in a Missouri levee last night. The Corps is diverting the rising Mississippi River onto prime farmland in an effort to save towns in Illinois and Kentucky. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer joins us now live with more on this story. Good morning, Nancy.
Good morning, Jeremy.
Well, it looks like this is going to have some big consequences for farmers.
Yeah, Jeremy, they're not too happy. In fact, some Missouri farmers went all the way to the Supreme Court in an effort to stop the Corps. They obviously failed. And now they're watching land that in some cases has been farmed by the same family for 100 years be flooded. Chris Koster is the Attorney General of Missouri.
When that Mississippi comes in, it's going to leave feet of sand on top of good farm soil right now. And we'll pretty much just wipe out this farm soil for the foreseeable future.
And Jeremy, one county commissioner in Missouri estimates the flooding will cause $1 billion in property damage. About 100 homes are expected to be destroyed by this intentional flooding.
But, Nancy, I gather the Corps did this to avoid even bigger problems downriver.
Yeah, and that's the crux of the issue. Several towns in Illinois and Kentucky could have been inundated with floodwaters damaging homes and maybe risking lives. One of those towns the Corps is hoping to save is Cairo, Illinois. It's home to 2,800 people. But the farmers back in Missouri had argued there's no guarantee the Corps' plan to save the towns will work. And they say the hole in the levee may not divert enough water to keep these towns from flooding. The Corps says it had no choice. The Mississippi River hasn't risen this high since 1927.
Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer. Thanks, Nancy.
You're welcome.
Well, members of Congress are back in Washington this week, and Osama bin Laden's death aside, lawmakers have some big issues to deal with, from budgets to deficits to gas prices. And then there's an issue that doesn't seem all that big in comparison, but it's getting a lot of attention in Congress because of a huge lobbying campaign by banks and retailers. I'm talking about the new federal regulations on swipe fees for debit cards. Our Washington Bureau Chief John Dimsdale explains.
At Congress's request, the Federal Reserve is proposing to limit the fees banks charge merchants when customers swipe their debit cards.
There's a lot of money on the line here.
That's Georgetown University finance professor James Angel. He says nothing focuses the mind like the $14 billion that the regulation could swipe away. So banks have hired more than 100 lobbyists to persuade Congress to scrap the limits on debit card charges. Income, they say, subsidizes other bank services.
The banks are going, we have to charge more for checking accounts.
The banks have attracted some surprising allies, says George Mason University professor Todd Zawicki.
Groups like the NAACP have noted that if you start getting rid of free checking, that's going to drive a lot of people out of the banking system.
Meantime, the 100-plus lobbyists for retailers say caps on debit card fees mean cheaper prices in stores. Either way, consumers will have to pay up. In Washington, I'm John Dimsdale for Marketplace.
And let's do the numbers. Stocks are mixed right now in overseas trading. London up a fraction of a percent. Paris down a bit. Also down for the first time in 20 years is the number of homes with television sets. The percentage has dropped from 98.9% to 96.7%. The New York Times says poverty is one reason for the decline. On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow shed 3 points to close at 12,807.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Chevrolet, maker of the new Volt, which plugs in anywhere and goes everywhere. Available in select markets. Details at ChevyVolt.com. By MassMutual, offering retirement and 401k plans to businesses for more than 60 years. MassMutual.com/retirestrong. And by Indiana University's Kelley School of Business, providing a personalized approach to career advancement. Learn more at kellei.iu.edu.
Now to the ongoing economic effects of the earthquake and tsunami in Japan. We've talked a lot about how the disaster has affected the automotive and electronics supply chains, but it's also been a drag on the plane loads of tourists Japan sends to the United States. That'll be noticeable tonight when the Seattle Mariners host the Texas Rangers. As Ann Dornfeld reports, there will probably be a lot of empty seats.
On a recent afternoon, Tatsumi Takuo and six other Japanese tourists are getting ready to board a bus for Seattle Safeco Field. They're eager to see their countryman, Mariners slugger Ichiro Suzuki.
The thing I'm looking forward to most is seeing Ichiro. We're going to baseball games all 3 days we're here.
Trip organizer Makoto Ogasawara says this group is smaller than usual. His company, Azumano International, specializes in tours for Japanese travelers and has been hit with a number of last-minute cancellations since the quake.
There may be some impact from the earthquake that may affect the tours. There may be some people in Japan who, because of the earthquake, decide not to travel.
It's bad news for Ogasawara and Seattle's economy as a whole.
Japanese have been our number one tourists for a long time.
Michael Kurtz is director of tourism for Asia with the Seattle Convention and Visitors Bureau. He says the city gets about 80,000 Japanese visitors each year. That's a lot of business for Seattle's hotel and service industries.
We've noticed now, as the effects of the quake and the aftermath have taken hold, most Japanese, they're holding back. They're not making trips.
Back in the Mariners tour group, Tatsumi Takuo says it was a tough decision for his wife and him to keep their travel plans after everything that's happened in Japan.
We decided to come because it's something that will benefit Japan in the long run by helping with Japan's economy and the travel business in both countries. And supporting Ichiro is one way of supporting Japan.
Tourism officials are hoping Japanese travel to Seattle picks up by midsummer.
Here's ball up the middle. Base hit! And Ichiro!
In time for the second half of baseball season. In Seattle, I'm Ann Dornfeld for Marketplace.
And finally to Spain, which has an unemployment rate of more than 21% right now. A lot of businesses are doing everything they can to attract customers, and I mean everything. A fitness center in the Basque region of Spain is now allowing customers to exercise in the nude. Easy Gym says working out without clothes is natural and more comfy. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
Investors are waiting to see who Warren Buffett will pick to run Berkshire Hathaway. Fair bet, it will not be a family member.
The odds of having a son or daughter that are as driven as the founder of a business was, I think, are incredibly small.
I'm Tess Vigeland. Why it's in some companies' interests to choose an heir outside the family. Next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.